Well, it's morning already. This is the news, according to me. Well, good morning. This is Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, October 4th, 2022, at 8:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's morning. That's all I got to say about that. I was up till, it was very, very late last night that I was awake. I wasn't up as late as I thought I was going to have to be. I was actually able to get to bed a little bit sooner than what I thought. Able to get some work done a little bit earlier than what we expected, and so that helped. And today's going to be an earlier day even more so, which is very helpful. However, tomorrow will not be the case. I have a plan to have a show tomorrow morning earlier than the show today. I actually woke up quite a bit earlier this morning and thought maybe I'd do the show, but I had nothing in my brain, nothing. There was nothing going on in there. I hadn't heard any news, hadn't been paying attention at all what was going on, but all the big stuff, and most importantly, I had not gotten anything in my cup yet, which is, I know that's kind of the lead story, typically, of what's going on here in the world. A lot of big things, of course, continuing to happen, the whole Nord Stream 2, the pipelines, and all the kind of stuff that's going on with Russia and Ukraine and all that stuff, and Europe, everything there, as well as, of course, the ongoing saga of court cases and Supreme Court cases, the Trump case, various things happening within the country, elections coming up, all things that are being said and done. And Ian, of course, the tropical storm, or the hurricane, which became a tropical storm for a moment, and then I believe it became a hurricane again. But the big thing, like I said, is what's in my cup. Now, this morning yesterday I was able to get to Arby's and get a sandwich. And I with that, of course, down here, I'm in Atlanta, by the way. And Atlanta is a good place for sweet tea. About every place has it. And they know how to make it. They make it properly. They heat it up, put the sugar in it. They don't just say, well, we've got regular tea, you can just put sugar in it. That's never the same. There's the caramelization process that has to happen. It's science. Tea is all about science. And, of course, making it right makes all the difference in it. So I still have my Arby's sweet tea. I do have a couple of backup things in my refrigerator that I brought with me. One of them is a surprise, and I'll probably be using it tomorrow, maybe. We'll see how that goes. That'll be in my cup tomorrow. So you have to tune in tomorrow to find out what the surprise in my cup is. It's a cup full of surprises. I have a couple things going on. One disturbing thing, of course, that's happening. This is just right after the visit of Carmella to the demilitarized zone. She was in Korea, I guess, and she made the mistake of saying that we have a strong alliance with North Korea. North, south, east, west, whatever it is. It's one of the Koreas, much like one of the Carolinas. But what's the difference? To her, it doesn't make a difference. It's all about equity. We're going to make sure that the people of North Korea have equity with the people of South Korea. That's constitutional. Make sure that your outcome is the same. Well, because you didn't start in the same place. I'm not even going to get into that. It's a ridiculous argument for many reasons. Maybe I'll have a show about this whole equity thing at some point. It's a little bit complicated, and the arguments are well put. They do a good job of showing the arguments and demonstrating this idea. They're teaching it to kids in school. However, there's a problem. There's a major problem with it. The Democrats are always the ones who think that they're the compassionate ones because they're so giving. We're making sure that all these people are taken care of. Look at their personal finances. You see, what they're giving away is not their money. They're giving away other people's money. In fact, they're enriching their own selves in the process. That's the most disgusting thing about it. And they won't even, in the process of all of that, the one thing that they won't even talk about, which is the most disgusting thing, is they won't even talk about what's in my cup. So this morning, what I have in my cup is sweet tea from Arby's. I didn't really quite clarify that. All I talked about was going to Arby's and having a cup, and I didn't say really what I had. So I've got sweet tea from Arby's. That's what's in my cup. I want to make sure that was clear. I didn't want anybody confused, because I know that moving forward, you might be confused and then you wouldn't understand anything else I'd said. One of the things that Carmela recently said about equity was this whole thing in Florida. Low-income families and people of color, communities of color. Why is it that the poor, for the left, people on the left, poor automatically equates to people of color? Poor kids are just as smart and just as talented as white kids. I tell you, I've known some poor white kids in my life. And I've known some not poor black kids. This generalization and this group mentality of lumping people and pigeonholing people into particular things is bigotry. It's not even soft bigotry. It is just flat out bigotry. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it's disgusting to me. I don't understand this mentality. It brings more division. As I said yesterday, this whole racial thing, you know, how are they expecting it to end? All they want to do is create this false sense of equality by creating equity. Reparations are somehow supposed to make this right. It's FDR on steroids. It's Woodrow Wilson and all over again. Yeah. I have Korea, North Korea, by the way. Right, I was getting onto that subject there. North Korea. You have to excuse me a little bit. Or give me a little bit of a break here this morning. Because I had very little sleep last night. The North Korea incident. The thing I was talking about was, you know, Carmela goes there and talks about her alliance with North Korea, and then the next thing we know, I wake up to the, I guess apparently, North Korea has launched missiles that have flown into the airspace of Japan. Now, he's doing this for a reason. He wants Japan to know that he can reach them. He wants to know that they're within his grasp. As we see things kind of unfolding here, I don't believe we're being told the whole story. There's a channel called Redacted, and I don't necessarily trust it all that much. It's a former news person from, he's worked for both, I think he's worked for CNN, he's also worked for Fox News. However, he is a liberal, and he will tell you he's a liberal. Now, he comes across as more of an old-fashioned traditional liberal or traditional Democrat. Which is supposed to be a title that is supposedly supposed to be virtuous, like to say that someone's a JFK Democrat. There was a time when the Democrats had this, at least a surface mentality of that the Constitution was important, and it was we all at least rallied around the rule of law back in the 60s and 70s. However, if you look at what the Democrat Party was founded on and the ideology that they had at that time, even, is what has led them down the socialist path. It wasn't that they were hijacked necessarily. It was a natural progression. This is the party of the progressives. they have incrementally imagined government, bigger government, and taking over your life more because it's benevolent. They had a benevolent sense of virtue within this idea, not realizing that it actually leads to totalitarianism and control, the kind of control over your life as an individual. And group, this whole idea of groupthink and group rights, special rights, protected classes of people that they can wield power over, which gives them an elector base. And that's what it's really about. It's really about their power. So when they realized that they could do this, it was a natural progressive mentality. I've asked for years, I've been saying, what are the progressives progressing to? They're progressing to something. What is the end game? Or when are they going to be satisfied with, okay, this far and then we're done? There's no end to it. Where is the end to all this stuff? Where will we be in 10 years from now? If they had full reign of House, Senate, and the executive, you know, the presidency, if they had this whole thing, and along with judicial branch of things, so if they had the Supreme Court, and you had activists on the Supreme Court, which you do. And the problem is, they won't even listen to some cases. And there was a recent case that just came before the Supreme Court, and they said, well, because it's been, we don't necessarily agree with the decisions, but because there's precedent, and because it's been decided before, we're not going to take it up because we're not going to go against what's been precedent. You think the leftists would say that? Precedent has nothing to do with it. They don't care about changing things that have traditionally been decided a particular way. They would trample all over Second Amendment rights or rights to life issues. They would trample all over those things. Religious rights, freedom of speech issues. They're the ones who want to take these things away. They hate the Constitution. They hate the country. They use their rights to destroy the very document that gives them those rights, that acknowledges those rights, that institutes those rights. Well, because it's a racist document. And let's not go down that path. Some really interesting stuff. Steven Crowder had a show on yesterday that was really interesting, talking about one of his main topics was talking about the slave trade and how it actually worked in the day, and the countries and the nations that fought against it originally, and how that all worked its way out. It wasn't just a civil war in this country. There was an international battle against the slave trade, and it was more than racism. It was an economic thing, and even among the people in Africa, tribes turning on other tribes and selling each other into slavery. Slavery still exists in the world, and there's actually more slaves now than there were back in the colonial times. And it's a deep subject. So, as I said, I am in Atlanta. I'll be in Atlanta this week, and I want to just make sure that you understand that the show is going to be relatively short. When I'm on the road like this, I typically have shows that are a little bit shorter because I talk and I talk slower, so the content is less. So what you're getting today is a little less content. Now, if you speed that up, if you listen to it at twice the speed, it won't waste as much time. So that's just a little point there. I do that with YouTube videos all the time. I listen to them, and usually 1.25 times the speed. That way I can get in a lot more stuff, cram my brain with more stuff, because a lot of things are just irrelevant. Anyway, along with this, we have a lot of headlines that are happening. Like I said, the one of the main ones being, let me look, just look at some of the headlines that are out here right now. It's my YouTube notification stuff. Let's see what's out here. We have climate change wreaks havoc with Georgia's emerging wine market. Oh no. We have the military vaccine mandate. Apparently, I think it goes into effect, I believe, right now. I think this maybe this week or whatever. Maybe it was October 1st that it actually went into effect, which I think is really screwy because there are people actually, I don't know if they're going to enforce it or not. I mean, this is at a time when Canada is actually dropping their vaccine mandate to come into the country now. No masks are required. The whole thing's been dropped. This is interesting. There's lots of things going on. Let's talk about Ukraine here for just a moment and go through that whole process. We have in Ukraine the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, of course, the pipeline that was blown up, as well as Nord Stream 1. The damage that was done to the pipeline and how that's to be repaired. I think it was Blinken that came out over the weekend, or maybe it was yesterday, and said, we didn't do it, but this is certainly an advantage for us. It's an opportunity for us. It's an opportunity time. This is a great opportunity for us. Okay. That's whatever. That's kind of suspicious. This idea that they're blaming Russia for doing this, it's absolutely ludicrous. Last night, Tucker Carlson had a really good, some good points towards this issue with regard to whether or not whether it makes any sense that Russia would blow up their own pipeline. They would not do that. It's ludicrous to think that. Now, who would do it? There are quite a few actors on scene that would see it as an opportunity. Who actually did it? Who knows? There's certain individuals with submarines. There's this theory that it could have been done with an airplane flying over, dropping a torpedo bomb type thing. Unless it's a guided torpedo, I don't think that's going to be a possibility. It's just, I don't think that's going to happen that way. I think it's going to have to be a submarine mission of some sort. My understanding is the pipeline's about 200 feet down. I could be wrong about that. I just heard that on one report, and it was some politician talking about it. He could be very wrong in that area. I have no idea how deep it is. 200 feet is not that deep. You could actually get a regular diver down to that depth. So you could even do it from the surface if you needed to do that. However, I believe it was probably a submarine thing. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a military expert. And I'm not a financial counselor. A lot of things I'm not. There's a whole bunch of things I'm not. And the list goes on. It could go on for all day, but I'm not going to, because I'm not a list maker either. That's one of the things I'm not. I'm not a list reader. Now, the interesting developments in this whole thing is how it seems that Russia is trying to play their cards in a way that makes them, kind of gives them this excuse to use Tukulin X. It's a new thing. It's a new weapon that they've developed. It's a Tukulin X. It's not a nuclear. It's, what am I trying to say? I think what I'm trying to say is a strategic nuclear device. There you go. Something like that. There's the word I'm trying to find in there. You can fill in the blanks. It's early. So I'm just going to go on with that. We're just going to go with that. This is the show where you fill in all the blanks. I sit here and mumble and you figure out what I'm trying to say. And as I drool and mumble, you can kind of just make up whatever you want to make up. It's a great show because in that respect, it should be your favorite show because all the things you want to talk about while I'm babbling on that you can't, you have no idea what I'm talking about. So with that, I think I'm going to, I keep getting these notifications of all these shows that are popping up on my feed here, and I probably need to listen to them. So, like I said, this is going to be a shorter show today. I may have a show later today. What I might do tonight is, probably what I'll end up doing this evening is I'm going to just get to bed early, and then tomorrow morning I'll have an earlier show. I'll also be able to keep up on all the news that's going on. So now that I'm kind of settled in here and have things to do, I'll be able to do that. And so the rest of the week I'll actually have some content, you know, which will be very nice. So not only will I have a cup, I'll have content in my cup. And it's good. It's good sweet tea there. So I'll be drinking that the rest of the day. That's the big news. After I exercise and go get some breakfast, I'm going to contemplate and keep up on the news and listen to all my news reports. And that way I can report to you tomorrow. By the way, I did get a haircut yesterday. Just in case that's, you know, in case anybody's wondering. That's pretty important news. So, once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with my rambling and my mumbling this morning and my lack of content. And as I've said, we will continue to pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray for each other, pray for the church, pray for just pray. Just get out there and pray. Do some praying. That's good. It's always good to do that. Search the scriptures. Spend time in the Word. All those things that are good. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for sharing, subscribing, for commenting, anything, any of those kinds of things you can do. Appreciate that. And have a great day. I will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.